99.9 Light FM, Benny Mardonis, Into the Night. Hello there, I'm Kim Ferris, and coming up in just a matter of moments, we're going to have the 8-track playback with Donny Osmond. He's going to be in here, tell us what happened on this date in history, and play a really cool song. That's going to be coming up at around, I'd say about 4:14 this afternoon, right here at 99.9 Light FM.
Here's your Wayside Collision Center traffic.
We have your dependable traffic and weather together right here on 99.9 Light FM, brought to you by Weber's Jewelers. Brian, how are the roads going this afternoon?
No accidents reported right now, but Brian Pitts on the Total Traffic Network.
Well, meteorologist Brian Davis and your Storm Team 2 forecast says tonight's going to be mostly cloudy with a low down to 36. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny. Might see some scattered rain or snow showers mixed, but our high is going to reach up to 62. And then for your Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 64. Right now, we're looking at 45 in downtown Dayton here at 99.9 Light FM.
In war.
Find us on the web at oa.org.
99.9LightFM.com is the place to find concert information, news and weather from WDTN, traffic, the last song played, the light on air staff, and everything you need to know about 99.9 Light FM. Log on now to 99.9LightFM.com.
Hi, it's Donny Osmond with the 8-Track Playback. I'm Donny Osmond with today's 8-Track Playback.
LightFM.com.
LightFM, we have a special Wayside Collision Center traffic update. Just got off the phone with Kathleen seconds ago, and she said there's something going on. Don't even know what's happening yet, but it's eastbound 70 to 75 northbound. So if you're on eastbound 70 and you're trying to get on to 75 northbound, Kathleen says that that is blocked off at this hour. And if you see anything or if you can give us an update, please call our traffic hotline number. This is a new number for us, 457-9288, 457-9288. And we'll have Brian Pitts in here in just a few minutes, and he'll give us the latest information. But thanks so much to Kathleen for giving us a call about that. Here's music from Sarah Bareilles right here on 99.9 Light FM.
Light FM.
99.9 Light FM, Phil Collins, Against All Odds. Hello there, I'm Kim Ferris, and if anyone asked you this question, how would you answer? Would you rather do your own taxes or cut your own hair? I know exactly what my answer would be. Bring me the scissors. Apparently, a new survey from OfficeMax found that roughly 40% of Americans think that doing their own taxes is more dangerous than cutting their own hair. Now, the poll also had some more conventional findings on Americans and their general unease about tax season. 6 in 10 say that they're worried about getting audited. Americans cite procrastination, nervousness, laziness, confusion, and or lack of organization as impediments to tax filing. And more men than women, 51% versus 42%, prefer to prepare their own tax returns, while women are more likely than their male counterparts to seek out the services of an accountant. There is no way I would ever do my own taxes. I would be so worried. But boy, I'll cut my hair any day of the week.
Here's your Wayside Collision Center traffic.
Dependable traffic and weather together, always right here on 99.9 Light FM. Ryan, what's the latest?
Getting several reports. Ryan Pitts on the Total Traffic Network.
Miami Valley weather.
The forecast for tonight, I'm 2 News meteorologist Brian Davis with your Storm Team 2 forecast on 99.9 Light FM.
Right now, it looks like the sun's trying to peek through those clouds. Here in downtown Dayton, we have 45 right here at 99.9 Light FM.
Welcome back to Car Chips, folks. Remember, you need new
cancer research.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour with Kim Ferris. The station for perks at work, 99.9 Light FM.